It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at. Like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.
Today is Monday, October 21st. What to know today about why U.S. troops leaving Syria are not coming home after all, and what big decision President Trump changed his mind about. Plus, the two teams heading to the World Series, where drone delivery is now a real thing, and an old flip phone expected to make a comeback. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. U.S. troops who are leaving Syria will not be coming home. The AP reports they're being sent to neighboring Iraq instead, in part to continue to fight ISIS from there. That's at least what U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper is saying. Remember, President Trump decided earlier this month that he wanted U.S. soldiers out of Syria. He said it was, quote, time to bring our troops back home. Now the Trump administration says sending them to Iraq is the quickest way to get them out of danger, and they'll eventually come home, although there's no timeline. Trump's decision to pull troops out of Syria and allow a Turkish attack on the Kurds, an American ally, has received a lot of backlash from both Republicans and Democrats. In fact, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who walked out of a meeting at the White House last week, is now leading a congressional delegation to the Middle East. ABC News reports she made a surprise visit to Jordan to talk about what's happening in Syria, creating regional stability, and how to handle counterterrorism. Jordan is another key U.S. ally in the Middle East, but it's felt the impact of the chaos and conflict in Syria. The country has about 1 million Syrian refugees who have fled fighting over the years. NBC News reports Pelosi and 9 members of Congress then went on to Afghanistan to meet with top Afghan leaders and U.S. military officials. Well, it turns out President Trump no longer plans to hold the G7 summit next year at one of his own resorts. He changed his mind after facing some criticism for the decision, even from some members of his own party. Well, on Twitter, President Trump said he was trying to do something very good for the country by choosing the Trump National Doral in Miami, Florida, and that his company would not make a profit from the event. But he blamed the media and Democrats for forcing the change of plans. He says they're now looking for another venue. Remember, critics had said the plan to host world leaders at one of Trump's own resorts is a conflict of interest, that it's his attempt to funnel taxpayer dollars into his own pocket, and that it would shine a global spotlight on his own resort. Well, it's no longer happening there. Stay tuned for the new location of the G7 summit in June 2020. Some sad news out of Georgia to tell you about. NPR reports 3 U.S. Army soldiers were killed and 3 others were hurt when a training exercise went wrong over the weekend. The soldiers were riding a Bradley fighting vehicle yesterday around 3 in the morning when it flipped over and rolled into the water at Fort Stewart in Georgia. The cause of the crash is under investigation. A critical vote on Brexit could happen as early as today. This one could decide whether or not the UK will leave the European Union ahead of its October 31st deadline. The Wall Street Journal says Prime Minister Boris Johnson is still trying to get the votes for his Brexit plan. Remember, the EU already okayed it last week, and now it's up to Britain's parliament to sign off on it. Over the weekend, lawmakers held an emergency session but did not decide anything concrete. They did, however, force Boris Johnson to ask the EU for a deadline extension, something he said he would rather, quote, die in a ditch than do. But in the end, he did ask for it, even though he didn't sign the request and then followed it up with a letter asking that it be denied. Either way, as of early this morning, the EU has not responded to the deadline extension. The AP says EU leaders are torn between trying to put the Brexit issue to bed and trying to avoid the economic fallout that could happen if there's no divorce deal. And another international vote to watch today, the election in Canada. Canadian voters will cast their ballots today, and the Financial Times says Prime Minister Justin Trudeau faces a much tougher race than anyone would have expected even just a year ago. To be continued. The Houston Astros are going to the World Series. They beat the New York Yankees 6-4 in the final game over the weekend. NBC News reports the game was tied in the bottom of the 9th when a 2-run homer ended it all. A huge win for the Astros. Now they'll go to play the Washington Nationals in the World Series. This will be the Nationals' first World Series game in franchise history. As for the Astros, they've been here before. They won in 2017. Game 1 of the World Series is tomorrow night in Houston. In other sports news, some arenas are getting a 5G network. Engadget says Verizon turned on the faster 5G coverage at three major basketball and hockey arenas, including San Francisco's Chase Center, where the Golden State Warriors play. The goal is to help with bandwidth and make it easier for fans to use their phones inside the venues. Verizon hopes to have 5G coverage in 10 arenas by the end of the 2020 season. Madison Square Garden is apparently next on the list. Verizon already offers the faster mobile network at 13 football stadiums. All right, we have more news ahead, but first, a quick break for our sponsor, Blinkist. With social media and work and family and whatever else, you may not think you have time to sit down and read a book or develop yourself. Well, you do with Blinkist. Blinkist is the only app that takes the best key takeaways from thousands of nonfiction books and condenses them down for you into just 15 minutes so you can read or listen quickly. I'm working while on the road this week, and it's nice knowing I have quick reads at my fingertips while waiting at the airport or in the Starbucks line. Blinkist has a big library of books, too. So when I hear about a book that might be interesting, I can pull up the app right then and there on my phone and get reading or listening and learning within minutes. From the book Factfulness, 10 Reasons We're Wrong About the World and Why Things Are Better Than You Think, to other popular books like The 4-Hour Workweek by Tim Ferriss. And right now, Blinkist has a special offer. Go to Blinkist.com/news to start your free 7-day trial. That's Blinkist, spelled B-L-I-N-K-I-S-T, Blinkist.com/news to start your free 7-day trial. Blinkist.com/news. Now, back to the news. It's official. The drone company Wing is now making deliveries in Virginia. Wing, which is owned by Google's parent company Alphabet, is now operating the first commercial drone delivery service in the U.S. The company was the first to get FAA approval to get started. For now, it's only making deliveries in Christiansburg, Virginia. The Verge says the company is now delivering snacks and healthcare products to designated delivery zones with the help of FedEx and Walgreens as partners. But Wing is about to get some more competition. CNBC reports Amazon also got the okay from the FAA now and has a new drone that could be used within months. Others like Uber and UPS are also hoping to get the thumbs up. Remember the Motorola Razr phone, the foldable phone from the mid-2000s? Well, it could be making a comeback with a modern twist. Business Insider says Motorola sent out invitations to a November event where the company is apparently rolling out a, quote, reinvented icon. The invite comes with a GIF video showing a device being folded and unfolded, so many think Motorola is going to reveal a revamped version of the thin flip phone. Rumor has it this new Razr phone will have a foldable screen and fold vertically to fit inside your pocket. CNET says it reportedly will cost about $1,500 and will come in white, black, and gold. We'll find out for sure, though, at the event next month. You might follow a lot of people on Instagram, and you may not actually know all of them. Well, Instagram is apparently working on a feature that lets users group who they follow, making them easier to manage. Sources tell Engadget the feature would break accounts into categories like most shown in feed or least interacted with. It will apparently help you focus your feed on people you care about, plus it will let users unfollow people in chunks. Right now, reports say this is just a test, so no word if this will be a real widespread thing. Stay tuned. Disney's Maleficent, Mistress of Evil, opened below expectations over the weekend, but still took the top spot at the box office. The film is a sequel to the 2014 movie based on the Sleeping Beauty sorceress. Variety says the movie with Angelina Jolie brought in $36 million, about half of what the first movie earned when it came out. The movie was the lowest debut weekend of the year for Disney, but the studio is optimistic that the movie will bring in more money over the next few weeks, especially with Halloween coming up. Joker and Zombieland topped off the top three at the box office. The so-called Cosmic Crisp is not a movie or a video game. It's a new kind of apple. USA Today says it's the first apple ever developed in Washington State, which actually grows most of America's apples. It's a cross between the Enterprise and Honeycrisp apples, and it's considered a game changer because it should have a long shelf life. Farmers think it'll be a big hit with its taste, too. They've already planted more than 12 million Cosmic Crisp apple trees in Washington, which means 2 million boxes of apples will be ready by next year. The apple is called the Cosmic Crisp because of the bright yellowish dots on its skin that apparently look like stars. They're set to be in stores starting in December. And that's it for the main news today, but it's now time for Money Monday, where we talk about one interesting money-related news story you should know. But first, today's Money Monday story is brought to you by My Wall Street. My Wall Street believes everyone should have the ability to shape their own financial future. And today, we're talking about money's impact on how we all feel. CNBC cites a new study, the National Financial Capability Study, that found more than half of Americans agree that personal finances can make them feel anxious. And the percentage is even higher for millennials, which is people between 18 and 34 years old. But there's also a way to reduce that money stress. Another new study from the University of Arizona found millennials who save more and buy less tend to be happier and more satisfied with their lives, especially college students who tend to have a hard time financially. The reason? CNBC cites experts who say saving money gives them peace of mind and can have a positive effect on mental health. Experts suggest keeping a weekly purchase diary and create a shopping list to stop from overspending. This Money Monday story was made possible by My Wall Street. For more information, visit mywallst.com/newsworthy. All right, thank you so much for listening today. As always, you can read more about the news stories we talked about today. Just look in your podcast app or head on over to thenewsworthy.com/show notes to see all the links and sources. The Newsworthy is here for you every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.